Uh-oh, I forgot my assignment. Do I have a minute?
What were you going to do something?
I was going to report to you on how Jim Kelly averaged 20 years per catch in his career.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you got to, you know.
He had a 35-yard reception and a 5-yarder. He had two catches.
That'll work.
See if either comes to mind. One was in the 35-yarder was against Denver, the Cornelius Bennett game.
The Cornelius Bennett game, not the three touchdowns in a minute and 17 seconds game. That's right. Not the Cornelius Bennett game. That's okay. The Cornelius Bennett game is like the first Bennett game or
his first game with the Bills.
Right. Okay.
They beat Denver.
Yeah.
And it was blacked out, so I can't tell you what this play looked like. I've never seen maybe any highlights from that game.
I think there's a Denver game that I was at that I always have trouble placing, whether it was at or near the end of high school or in the late 80s. Like I have never been able to nail it down. I think I went with my a friend from high school. Maybe we were still friends, because we did go to ECC together, me and Tom Mahalski. I feel like we were at that game. Is the first Cornelius Bennett game the same Denver game where they were rotating quarterbacks?
No.
Okay.
There were a lot of Denver games.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them in there. Yeah. That would have been 92, I think. This is 87.
Okay.
There's 89 on Monday night where they lose. There's 94 on Monday night where they win. There's 90. I mean, famously, you mentioned that game already. Right. Yeah. A lot of home Denver games those years.
I think this game is before I moved away. So it's maybe when Bennett gets here. When does Bennett get here?
October 87.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm at that game.
Okay, yeah. That's all you then.
But I don't.
Just like Hard Knocks.
But I don't remember.
That's, anybody needs anything on 87 Denver Bills, that's Bulldog.
Hard Knocks tonight. Yeah, I don't remember this. I don't remember this Kelly play, though.
He also, I should have looked up who threw the pass. In 1988, the Mike Shope game, where I get the field goal net.
Okay.
He catches a 5-yard pass from Rob Riddick on a 3rd and 10. And then
they punt.
They missed a field goal.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
In that one. So those were, and then they put a stop to it. No more throwing to Jim Kelly.
3rd and 10, you're throwing a halfback option pass to your quarterback. Why you gotta get so cute?
That's what they were doing. They were out of ideas. Like nothing was working.
You gotta get so cute.
Riddick threw the other pass too.
Okay.
So they had a hook. They had a connection. Those
they had
two
a
guys.
Thing. Yeah. Okay.
Rob Riddick and Jim Kelly. What was I gonna? This got in my head. I forgot to do it. We decided. Here it is. We decided. This is good news. I think you should take this as a positive. We decided that Sunday's Bills Bears game was not the worst Bills game ever.
We did.
Well, didn't we?
I don't know.
Is that up for debate, whether that was the worst game ever? What is?
It definitely isn't the worst Bills game ever, no.
What is the worst game ever? It can't be a preseason game, of course.
No, right.
What is? You could look at this as like 13 seconds is the worst Bills game ever, but I don't think I would.
No.
I'm thinking more of just like an absolute
beat. It's one of the most painful games ever,
down.
But it's a great game. It's not a, no. Yeah, beat down or like mind-numbingly just nothing happening. Like
the Browns game.
6-3 to the Browns.
Yeah.
Would be a contender for me.
I'm thinking about that game against the Saints. This is McDermott's first year.
Yeah.
The game ends 47-10, and they just could not stop a running play in this game against the Saints. Just at home. Expectations are building a little bit. Like mm-hmm. It's going all right. And then that's when they take Taylor out, right? The next week. Go to L.A. That might be the worst Bills game ever, too. For two in a row.
Yeah.
They lose those two games by like 100-30 or
then
something.
Then they bring Taylor back and beat the Chiefs.
That's right.
Week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Denver, there's
five interceptions and a half has to rank for worst game ever.
Or worst half by one player.
Yeah.
That might be the winner for that.
That definitely is. Yeah.
You're talking about Denver, all those Denver home games. There's also one, I've mentioned this game a couple of times, a few times. God, it's 22 years. I bet several times. 1984, and I'm 12. at that game against Elway, and the Bills lose 37-7, I think is the final score. Like, that's a pretty, that's a
beatdown.
A heck of a score, 37-7. And I bring this game, I think of this game because, like, the place is empty, which is one of these things, we talked about this too, that you maybe would not believe that not that long, this is not the rock pile, but there were games that they might have had 15,000 people, you know, less than a Sabres right. game. 20.
Yep.
Numbers like that. Pretty, and that team was terrible.
Pretty regularly then that happened.
I was one of them in that 84 season, and they lost to Denver 37-7. And I mean, I just was not mature to think about perspective for that, but what that would have felt like to people who were
yeah.
and could think about, like, What is this?
That is really what the 90s, that's what Kelly Cumming and, you know, everybody else, Bruce and Thurman Thomas and all of them, all the Hall of Famers, Marv Levy, the whole bunch. It never got like that again, even though we endured that drought for 17 seasons. It just became the place to go in the 90s because they were so good, and it never stopped being that. Even though it, you know, your objectives may be changed, or why you were going there may have changed at points during the drought, because it was just, it became more of a party and less about the game and all that, because the team wasn't that good most of the time. They weren't terrible usually, but they weren't a real contender or anything. But the attendance always sort of stayed steady. There was never really, I mean, considering the Toronto stuff, how vulnerable we felt about Ralph Wilson's age, so many things. It never got, like, if the stadium had ever looked like it looked in 1984 during that time, I think there would have been a lot of panic. There was already. There was plenty of concern, legitimate concern, about the future of the team, but their attendance never really suffered after the 90s. Once they got up and running in 88, you know, they didn't sell. I mean, they didn't sell out the comeback game. I mean, it was not a sellout. They didn't sell out a playoff game, which might sound insane to someone who's 25 years old right now. Like, what? that team with those guys didn't sell out a playoff game? Yeah, no. They were down a little. It was a wild card game, but
they might have been 11-5, but still,
right? But still, it was not, you know, half empty. I mean, it just, whatever. It was still a lot of people were there. I mean, way more claim that they were there.
Yes.
Or at least stayed, anyway.
11-5 is correct. They were second to Miami. One little odd stat about the Bills-Broncos series. So since 1969, they've played 26 times, including playoffs. 20 were at home.
Hmm.
6 games in Denver since the late 60s.
Why is that so disproportionate?
It's just the randomness of the schedule. I mean, the two playoff games, yeah, you have right. the better record.
Right.
But yeah, it's just the randomness of the schedule. And you didn't line up with Denver when they weren't in the, you know, when your divisions weren't matched.
Right, right.
And then when they were, they would alternate. Like, that's what's happened since. Right. But yep, 26 meetings. That's not their entire history. They played, you know, all the time in the AFL. But 68 on, 26, 69 on, 26 meetings, 20 of those games were here, and 6 were in Denver. I mean, is there a petition to change that anywhere out there?
Denver,
we had this with the Chiefs. Why are the Bills always going to Kansas City? And it was the same thing. And the fact that Kansas City had the better season, so in the playoffs they would go to Kansas City. Right. This year, though, the game, again, like last year, the regular season game is here. And the Chiefs are here next year, too.
Oh, yeah? All right. I believe you. I have no idea. I never know this far ahead of time. I'm not judging you that you do. It's great that you know. Knowledge is good.
That's. It's also really... Who needs it anymore? I mean that sarcastically. Just look it up. But that's one where they flip every 3 years, and it would be 20 in the regular season. In 23 was at Arrowhead. That might be the Kadarius Toney play game. And now the next in that that particular aspect of the rotation. The next meeting would be here. Maybe that's week one.
After the Bills beat them in the AFC Championship game.
You know, new stadium.
Yep.
Sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.